Greetings, this is Dr. George Brooks, and I am the editor of Next Horizon magazine, and this is our first Next Horizon on the Air podcast. This is the fourth part of our continuing series and with doing business with the City of Phoenix. And we are honored once again to be with the director of the City of Phoenix Equal Opportunity Department, is that correct?
Yes.
Carol Coles Henry, and with Mr. Trevor Bowie, Mr. Tony Hatcher, and Mr. Mark Escovito. And each of them will in turn provide who they are and the great things that they do for the city. Now, we've learned that the City of Phoenix is unusual and that it has an actual welcoming, a tremendously welcoming experience for minority business. And that is what we're here to talk about today, because we want this to be an inspiration, not only to do business here in Phoenix, but perhaps for other cities to understand what's going here on here and to take and understand how they may also support minority business. So with that preamble, I would like to introduce Carol Coles Henry, the director of the department.
Thank you, Dr. Brooks. We are extremely excited to be here once again on this fourth podcast to share with your listeners about the incredible business opportunities available from the City of Phoenix. Opportunities abound at the city, and that will be the theme of this podcast. We have over 30-year engagement in providing inclusive business opportunities for our diverse community. We have the dedicated support of the mayor and city council and, of course, city management to the Minority Woman and Small Business Enterprise Program and a variety of executive leaders and staff who each and every day make it a priority to keep the program accessible and available to the community. What is evidenced in this process is the variety of unique programs and services that we have available in the areas of small business assistance, our incentive programs, our outreach and education efforts, and our construction subcontracting goals program, along with the certification process that we have for minority and woman-owned and small business enterprises. We have received national awards, specifically from the National League of Cities, National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials, for this unique blend of programs. The original investment of the city is primarily $1 million in terms of the staff resources to manage and govern this program initially back in the 1990s. But annually, every year, we continue the investment. But I want your listeners also to know that more than $1 million has been spent by Phoenix since 1992 in conducting disparity studies and update studies to ensure that the program complies with federal and local laws. 2005-06 was a banner year for us in that in the goods and general services area, we had about $13 million was spent with minority and woman-owned firms, and then about $44 million in the construction subcontracting goals program. And so I'd like to share with your listeners that opportunities abound, and we want to also pause very briefly to thank you and congratulate you, Ebony Cactus Magazine and Next Horizon, for receiving the Minority Media Cornerstone Award, which is a great opportunity for the Western region to celebrate the work that you've done to promote and awareness for minority and woman-owned firms of not only the opportunities in the City of Phoenix, but opportunities in the Valley. We feel that the first three podcasts went well, and we want your listeners to understand that it's a very booming time for Phoenix, whether we talk about the activity with the light rail that's going on, the downtown hotel that we have underway, the continued work at the airport. This is a great time to be in the Phoenix business community, and we're here to serve. And with that, I'd like to turn things over to my colleagues who are able to provide you with additional opportunities and information that we can all be very excited about.
Thank you, Carol. My name is Mark Escovedo. I'm with Engineering and Architectural Services Department, and we have a great need for subcontractors, and many of those trades are asphalt, masonry, concrete, manhole, installing, landscaping, pipeline, welding, fencing, metals, insulation, doors, frames, and windows. And furthermore, our traffic control devices, construction, suppliers, flooring, plumbing, roofing. So we need contractors in these areas to get certified with the Equal Opportunity Department. And then what I do is I teach them how to bid directly to those prime contractors. And those prime contractors will be at a construction networking event on Wednesday, July 18th, 2007, at 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Burton Bar Library at 1221 North Central Avenue. And that's at the first floor Pullman Auditorium. So that's Wednesday, July 18th at 2 p.m. So all you need to do is RSVP at 602-495-7274. But you'll be welcome if you can RSVP. It's 495-7274, area code 602. So the analogy I like to use at the City of Phoenix is helping, and I use it with staff to help minority, women, and small businesses. It's a true story. It's of a study done of these 12 orphan babies, and one was always very healthy, and the other were sickly. And they changed medication formula, and what they discovered was that the clean lady would come in, and during breaks, soothe and carry the baby on the end, the 12th one. And what they found was that one was healthier. And I try to explain to the city staff and as well as to our contractors is that that's the philosophy we have at the City of Phoenix, is that we help our contractors in expediting their payments, consulting services, information on prompt payment so that they are successful with the city. And then if they're on time and do good work, then they get work outside the city with these contractors. So in summary, I really encourage contractors to contact the City of Phoenix. Our hotline is 602-534-CITY to get certified or to speak to myself at the Engineering and Architectural Services Department. You can reach me directly at 602-534-2917. That's 534-2917, area code 602.
Now, we want to give Mark something to remember for posterity. He can stick this in his computer because he's sitting here on pins and needles because he's about to become a father for the first time. So congratulations.
I appreciate that, Dr. Brooks. Thank you.
And if I might also add, Dr. Brooks, that Mark mentioned an upcoming podcast, but construction networking day. Should there be listeners who hear about this after that date, know that the Construction Networking Day events happen throughout the year, and this one that he references is one of many. So if they miss that opportunity, please give Mark a call, and he can let them know about the next scheduled event.
Yes, and we also post everyone who attends and contractors' phone numbers and contact information on our website. So if they contact me in between Construction Networking Days, they can still get a hold of those individuals who assist minority women and small business contractors at those businesses.
And what is that website?
Our website is phoenix.gov/MWSBE.
And also, as a part of Mark's work, there is a newsletter that your department continues to provide to the community about the work of the engineering department. Is that something you could also talk about for the listeners?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Carol, I'm sorry. We do have a newsletter that comes out once or twice a month, and this newsletter provides us with all the opportunities that are under design or construction that we're looking for engineering and architectural firms. And you sign up for that online at phoenix.gov, and then you click on Engineering and Architectural Services Department.
Thank you. And next we have Mr. Tony Hatcher.
Thank you, Dr. Brooks. I'd like to first of all mention that Mark and I are kind of like a tag team because we both do somewhat the same job in terms of responsibilities. That is helping people do business with the City of Phoenix. I'm a MWSBE procurement manager, and I work in the finance purchasing division and try to unveil all of the opportunities that the City of Phoenix has to offer in the goods and general services areas. Mark deals with construction. I deal basically with goods and non-professional type services. I'd like to mention that we have needs. Just as Mark has mentioned, he had needs. We need more people who are involved in travel services that may sell small tools and equipment, or possibly computer equipment and components, maybe even computer supplies, or various types of uniforms, T-shirts, office furniture and equipment, things of this nature. We need vendors to be certified in these specific areas. And the reason I say that is because we have an SBE bid price incentive of 5% on the first $250,000 of our contracts. And that is purchase orders both over and under $40,000. And that means that if a vendor who is SBE certified by the city happens to bid a particular purchase order or a contract, that if their bid comes within 5% of the low bid, and even though that vendor may be a little higher, we can still award it to that vendor at their price and sort of eat the cost of doing business with them. And we feel that's really essential, because that's across the board on all of our bids. That is in virtually any service or products that we're buying. We feel that's a real incentive to help contractors or vendors do business with us. And I don't think anyone in this area is offering those same kinds of incentives. The other half of our incentives really deals with our SBE Reserve Contract Program. And within that program, we're trying, first of all, to build upon the resources that we have, because it's based upon the number of firms, at least three or more, that we have in a specific trade area, and which we can designate that trade area as a reserve contract for SBEs. That means exclusive bidding just to those firms. So we encourage many firms to get certified, especially if they're in the areas dealing with audiovisual or building supplies, electrical or mechanical contracting, if they're manufacturers of specific products, they deal with telecommunications or wire and cable, or if they're into janitorial services. That's been a large area that we've been really centering in on, as well as security service or systems. And site clearing preparation, landscape maintenance, all of these areas are ones that we're actively soliciting firms to get involved in, and that's by being SBE certified. We'd like you to know that also dealing with the city, you're dealing with a public entity, and therefore previous pricing is available to those who ask. And that's one of the areas that I stay quite busy in interviewing one-on-one with contractors, vendors, who come to the city and want to do business. Let them know what our previous pricing has been on previous contracts or purchases that the city has done. We have a wonderful day, too, on every Wednesday from 1 to 3:30. We have our open vendor hours, where vendors can come in without an appointment and see any one of our 15 buyers that we have here locally. Also, we have workshops on how to do business with government entities that we offer twice a year. The first one deals specifically in the area of either the city, the county, the state, or the federal government, how to do business with each one of those entities. The other one deals with how to do business with municipalities, that is, the various cities that are throughout the Maricopa County area, and where we partnership and work with other cities and other government entities. What I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about some of the upcoming purchasing that we have of goods. And we have two custodial service contracts coming up within the next month or so. And we often like to use those as either SBE reserve contracts, or at least invite all of our certified firms to bid in those. One dealing with custodial service for the 91st Avenue Wastewater Treatment Plant, as well as the contracts for police facilities, custodial services for police facilities. Those are going to be two very active contracts. We'd like to get as much participation. If you're interested in doing business with us and becoming a registered vendor, you can go to phoenix.gov/PURCHASE, that is purchase. And that will take you to our website for purchasing. And also go in the left-hand column to our step-by-step procedures, and that will walk you through what is necessary to do business with the Finance Purchasing Division.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Bowie is going to bring us a few remarks.
Thank you, Dr. Brooks. This is my first time joining this podcast series. Basically, my role as program coordinator for the MWSB program is to provide the interdepartmental coordination in terms of the frontline staffing of this program and ensuring that our vendors and all businesses who want to work with the City of Phoenix will have an enjoyable experience with the city. Well, in terms of the theme of your magazine, which is Next Horizon, what I would like to share are things that are coming up with the program on the Next Horizon for our MWSB program. The first of which is our small business loan program. This is a major step or advancement for our MWSB program. This is an addition to the New Markets Loan Program as well as the Expand Collateral Enhancement Program that we have currently through our Community and Economic Development Department. Discussions are underway establishing an invoice financing program as opposed to a contract financing program. And more in-depth, we will share with you later information about it later down the road. But first, we will start out as a pilot with current vendors who are currently doing business with the City of Phoenix, and our next step is to develop a focus group comprised of vendors to identify specific needs that they have relative to this type of financing. We anticipate this particular program will be up and running in the fall. Of course, that's also pending city management approval as well as council authorization. The next item that I would like to share with our audience is the Circle of MWSB Champions. That's just a title that a working title that we have right now. It's basically our program. We're trying to establish a circle of businesses and professionals who will serve as champion for our program. They will serve as ambassador for the program at various outreach activities and also provide feedback and enhancement opportunities for our MWSB program. If you are interested in talking with or becoming one of these individuals, please contact me at 602-262-6699. Again, that number is 602-262-6699. And lastly, we have a program called the eBlast Communication System. This is a brand new, and all of our staff here are excited about this opportunity because it provides us as a tool to provide timely and accurate information to subscribers. We will have interesting business development articles as well as upcoming business opportunities and workshops. And so please subscribe to this feature of the program at phoenix.gov/MWSBE. That website has been cited several times already. Lastly, what I would like to do is hand it back over to Carol, who will be providing concluding remarks.
Thank you, Trevor, and thank you again, Dr. Brooks. I started off talking about the opportunities that abound at the City of Phoenix. We are firm believers in our community. The Phoenix Way is the inclusive way. Business diversity is essential, not only as a municipal corporation, but as a partner within the community. And so we thank you for this incredible opportunity to share with your listeners about the upcoming projects that we have on the horizon, but also many of the upcoming events that will be coming down the pike. Your listeners should go to phoenix.gov/MWSBE, and there's more information awaiting them.
Before we go here, approximately how much business has been done with women-owned, minority-owned firms by the City of Phoenix?
Dr. Brooks, we're excited to report in 2005-06, approximately $53 million of the city's procurement and construction contracting opportunities went to certified minority and woman-owned firms. And so we really encourage folks from the local community who don't know about us to come in and get certified. Certification is not a requirement, but it helps individuals take advantage of the incentive programs that we have. And so $53 million is a huge amount of money for one fiscal year, and those opportunities will continue.
Well, I want to thank all of you for being with me today. It's been a tremendous experience. To hear the first three podcasts, please go to www.nxthorizon.com. And we look forward to hearing from all of you soon. Take care. This has been Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr., publisher, Next Horizon.